We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi, Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Reish Nun Dalet, Siv Zayin. We've been discussing dough which was put in the oven to bake before Shabbos with not enough time to get to Krimas Panim, which is an Isser of Shehia. Says the Mechaber in Siv Zayin, B'tanurim shalanu she'ein behem rediyah, mutter lehotzi yoser mishalosh sudos besaken o b'shum dover she'yitchov bo. In our ovens, since we do not stick the dough onto the walls, there is no Isser Durabanan of Rediyah Sapas. It is mutter to remove enough bread for 3 Seudos for Shabbos, either with a knife or anything else which you can stick in to get the bread out. You should not use whatever utensil you usually use to get the bread out, because it looks like of the Dechol, which is something we would try to avoid if possible. Mishnah Berurah explains that this is only true if you are planning on eating that bread over Shabbos, but if you are not planning on eating any of the bread for Shabbos, then you can't take it out of the oven, because that is tiltal litzor chol, that is something related to hachana, and therefore it is not going to be mutter to remove the bread from the oven if there is no tzorech hayom. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that using a non-Jew, it will be mutter to do so. It would also be mutter to have a non-Jew remove the bread with a whatever utensil you usually use, because we are matir in general of the dechol using a nachri. Sivches lo yimale adam kedera asasios perish mina kitnios hagedelas veretz yisrael velo bebavel v'tor musin v'yitein lesoch hatanor erev shabbos samal chachashecha v'nei shedvarim elu einam srichem bishol rav v'dayto aleim la'achlam la'alter v'nei kach aval pishol nizbash l'kol ikar harehim kishar tavshol shehischa lizbash l'nizbash l'kol tzorcho she'asr la'shoso. We saw earlier, a couple simanim ago, the heter of kedera chaisa, that you're allowed to put something up raw, meat, right before Shabbos, because we know that no matter how hard you try, you are not going to be able to get the flame high enough that it will cook the meat in time for you to eat that night, so there is no chashash of shema yachata, therefore there is no iser shehiya. However, these items, the termusin, or the Mishnah Berurah says, any other vegetables which they are able to cook in a much shorter time, therefore, even if you put it up raw right before Shabbos, there is a chashash of shema yachata, there is a chashash that you might come to try and raise the heat in order that the food would be ready for the night meal, and therefore there is no heter of putting up raw food right before Shabbos outside of meat. So if the kira is not garv v'katum, it is going to be usher to put it up right before Shabbos, unless it has reached Michael ben Drusai. And once again, the Mechaber points out that there is an Isser to benefit from the food which had Shehiya done on it, even if it was done b'shogig. Siftes kayotze bo, lo yamale chavez shalmayim, v'yitein lesol chatan or erev Shabbos imchasheicha, v'masakein asur l'matzai Shabbos v'chadesh yasu. You should not put in a pot of water, a jug of water, into the tanur in order to heat it up, even to put it up right before Shabbos. And if you do so, it is going to be usher to benefit from it until after Shabbos. The water would have to reach Yad So Lettuce Bo before Shkia in order to allow to be left in a stove which was not Gar V'Katim. Obviously, once again, if it is Gar V'Katim, then there will be no issues, but if it is not Gar V'Katim, then unless it reaches Yad So Lettuce Bo before Shabbos, there is no Heter. One might have thought, the Mishnah Berurah says, that the water should be similar to the Perus, which are eaten raw, which we saw earlier. There is no issue of Shema Yechata by, since they are generally eaten raw. But the Mishnah Berurah says this is not true by water, since the heat does help the water, and you want the hot water in particular, therefore the Gzera of Shema Yechata still applies. This would seem to apply to putting up an urn right before Shabbos, or a pump pot right before Shabbos, to put the water in right before Shabbos, if it's not going to reach Yad So Lettuce Bo, would theoretically be a problem. However, one might argue that our pump pots would be Gar V'Katim, it is the Gzera, or Tuach Batit, that the Gzera of Shema Yechata should not apply by these pump pots, since there is nothing you can do, there is no way for you to make the water boil any faster. It would appear that there might not be any Isser to put up the hot water right before Shabbos, however, a Rav should be consulted.